ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Can you trademark a condiment? Sure, some sauces and spreads are known by their brand names, but what about something so ubiquitous as chili oil, or to be more specific, chili crunch? A fight is heating up in the US after a prominent restaurateur trademarked the name and started coming after smaller businesses who were also labelling their products chili crunch. Luke Sidham-Dundon has been talking to some of the people involved. And Luke, is this akin to trademarking tomato sauce?
It basically is, Sally. That's what some people are saying. Chili oil, as we tend to call it in Australia, or chili crunch or crisp, as it's sometimes known in the US, has got roots right around East and Southeast Asia. Michelle Chu runs a Southeast Asian food brand and store in the US called Homia that stocks its very own sambal chili crunch.
Some are really crunchy and crispy, and some are kind of more of a paste form. It really just depends on the family and the context and the culture, but there are so many variations, it's impossible to have any one taste.
So when Michelle Chu launched her product, she simply called it sambal. She says American consumers were confused. Sambal already had been defined by another big brand, and that brand was selling a very different product. She says the decision to name her product Sambal Chili Crunch actually came from her consumers.
I wasn't actually the one who really named it. It was sort of like the public. It was a description that they could understand and match their expectations for what was in the jar. And it's actually both difficult and incredibly simple because there aren't many options. Sambal is a foreign word. So if we're talking about using like the basic English language or words that people commonly understand, you've really got chili crunch, chili oil, and chili crisp. And there are almost no other options. And for someone who grew up surrounded by hundreds of varieties of hot chili paste and so forth, it feels kind of limiting, but ultimately it just means you have one of three options.
And Luke, what sort of legal trouble has Michelle now run into with this name?
So she's one of a few restaurant owners and store owners that's received a cease and desist letter. It's given her 90 days to stop using the words chili crunch on her products or face further legal action. If she was taken to court, she says she could be sued for hundreds of thousands of dollars. Still, she's told the claimant that she won't be dropping the name. So who is making the claim? It comes from a famous American food brand, Momofuku, run by celebrity restaurateur David Chang. ABC National Culture Correspondent and Life Matters host Beverly Wang has been talking about this on her own show, Stop Everything, this week. She told me just how big a deal he is.
Dave Chang occupies a very special place, I think, in pop culture. He's a celebrity chef. He's Korean-American, James Beard Award-winning French-trained fine dining chef. I remember, you know, back when Momofuku Noodle Bar opened in New York City, I was a very recent journalism graduate, and I remember going to that restaurant and eating the food and being so blown away. I was like, oh, look, he's making our food cool, right? And that's nearly 20 years ago.
So David Chang's team at Momofuku took over the Chili Crunch trademark a couple of years ago. Now, that's chili spelt like the country, with the E at the end. They bought it from another brand in Denver. Now they're trying to trademark the Chili Crunch name that's spelt with an I, and that's ruffling feathers. They've sent cease and desist letters to brands and restaurants. It's frustrated owners like Michelle Chu.
To be a small business owner and feel that Momofuku's first interaction with me as a business owner was frankly a slap in the face, or pulling up the ladder behind them, was obviously really disappointing and quite hard to stomach.
Now, Beverly Wang says it's particularly problematic given how David Chang has made a name for himself. He's championed food from around the region, but he's now potentially taken that too far.
Dave Chang is Korean-American, right? So, for example, the bao that he has popularized, that's from Taiwan. Ramen, obviously Japan by way of China. Chili crisp or chili crunch or whatever the heck you want to call it is a Sichuanese Chinese condiment, right? And I am by no means saying that when it comes to cooking and food, you have to stay in your lane. Like, I'm not saying Dave Chang should only champion Korean food. But when I really think hard about it, I think a person who has made their fortune championing food from outside of their specific culture, Taiwanese food, Japanese food, and now Chinese food, to then try via your company to put obstacles up when other people are trying to do the same and actually may have a more authentic claim to the chili crisp and the chili crunch. Look, I think that could be seen by some as hypocrisy, couldn't it? It's disappointing. Like, I don't think that you can... How do you trademark... You're trying to trademark culture now. Is that what you're trying to do?
So, look, are any Australian brands in the legal firing line at the moment?
It doesn't look like they will be. I couldn't find any actually using the Chili Crunch name. And even if there was, American trademark registrations don't apply outside the United States. Still, Australian chili oil producers are outraged. Dylan Jones co-owns Melbourne Japanese restaurant, Chotomoto, which started selling its own chili oil during the pandemic.
I think at the end of the day, it really comes down to what your product is and how authentic it is. We know what we're making. We don't think anybody can copy that at all, no matter what they do. If they use the same name, same jar, same labels, it's not the same product.
So Momofuku have said that they're not trying to harm the competition. They're trying to find amicable solutions with different brands, hoping that they can change names. And they don't want to harm a category that's so vibrant. RN Breakfast did put questions to the team, but Sally, we did not hear back in time.
It's making me think of the Ugg Boot case back in the day.
Yeah, well, even if you go look it up, one about Kylie, the name Kylie, RN Kylie Minogue was wrapped up in that.
No one's tried to trademark Sally, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. Luke, thank you very much.
Cheers.
That's Luke Siddon-Dundon there.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music, and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.